In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So when we were there in August, the deal I made with my wife, because I know how it goes down with the family, we're going to have dinner together, and it is fun. You have a good time. It's just the food is... So I said, all right, listen, we are going to lunch on our own. When we go to lunch, it is you and me. That way we can get whatever the F we want to get, and then when we sit down for dinner, we'll do the dinner, and then there's always one big night where the whole family goes out to a restaurant, and again, you're just looking at the menu like, how would you like your burger? That is about the extent of the questions right. That they're going to ask you. And I'm like, and look, I have no problem with burgers, but I'm like, I flew 3,000 goddamn. I can get a burger anywhere. Can we just go somewhere?
What happened to you in Houston? You ended up eating at Olive Garden. That's I've never been to Houston, but all the talk about Houston and barbecue.
It's so
if I'm
good.
Going there, it's like Kansas City. I'm going to eat barbecue. If you have barbecue in your town, Memphis, wherever I am, if that's what they got, I'm going to eat barbecue. To go all the way to Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and eat Olive Garden. To me, it's just like, wah, wah.
It was, man. I flew down for a funeral. And 8 million family members there. But the one thing about that family, they can hook up barbecue. Make no mistake, they can all cook it. You can go to any restaurant. It is delicious. So it's a sad occasion. But let's not lie. We were all kind of excited.
It's a celebration of life, too.
To eat the that, you know, I will say her funeral was truly that. It was so extravagant. It was ridiculous. I won't go through the whole thing, but... I got there Saturday morning. The funeral was Saturday afternoon. So I guess Friday there was a viewing, whatever else. And my parents have been there the whole time. And if you knew my Aunt Fran, this would not shock you. But I just found out yesterday via my wife. She's like, I talked to your mom. She's like, Fran had a wardrobe change between the viewing and the funeral and then, I believe, internment. I'm like, what does she share? I mean, like,
yes.
You are not alive. And she still had wardrobe changes. But if you knew her, you go, of course she did. But... the funeral ends, and everything in Houston is 8 million miles apart. We finally get back to the staging house. We know we're going to eat, and all I'm thinking is barbecue. And we roll in, and there's some caterers already there. I'm like, all right, cool. They got their sternos burning, and they pull the foil off the top, and I'm like, is that goddamn Olive Garden?
So what'd you get?
And I knew it was Olive Garden because of the breadsticks.
What did you get?
So you had the choice.
Did you go fettuccine? Did you go red?
Do you want the fettuccine or do you want the spaghetti noodles? I got the spaghetti noodles with the red sauce, which came with the meatballs. No, I want some of that chicken too. So I got the chicken and the meatball with the. And look, it was fine. The breadsticks were delicious. But even my cousins, I had two cousins that were there from L.A. And they came over to me and they were like, hey, man, I was expecting barbecue. I said, well, me too, man. But we can't say anything. Now we look like bad people. If we bitch about the fact that it's Olive Garden, but honest to God, I wanted some freaking ribs and some pulled goddamn pork, and I was pretty sure that's what was going to happen because everyone in this house, all 70 of them, eat barbecue. So it may have been because they eat barbecue all the time. They wanted to do something different, but I'm like, Olive Garden.
Well, man. When I go to the place, I want to eat the local cuisine.
Right. So kind of same thing on a funeral. We had my dad's first funeral, right?
Yeah.
Right before we did the one in Arlington. Same thing. You know how it is. It's hard to find a spot on a Monday afternoon, but we found this brewery. So we had like cold cuts or something.
All right.
So now we're going to go to Cousin Tom's house. So on the way over, I said to my Uncle Phil, who's driving me, I said, let's stop at this seafood restaurant. So we haven't had any, and I'll buy a few orders of crab balls, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Not cheap, but let's do it, right?
Yeah.
And then we pull up, and he goes, Ted, those smell amazing. And I said, you know what? Your brother died. It's my dad. I said, F him. If we sat there in the car and just ate one order.
Right. Why not? You could have gone in and sat down.
Right, because as soon as we brought them in, they were going to get attacked by everybody.
Oh, of course.
But same exact thing. Like, it was like, how are we at this funeral and have nothing with Blue Crab involved?
Yeah, I couldn't
especially
wrap my head around.
Fly 3,000 miles. The last time I met up with my family in Ocean City, Maryland, it was a family vacation. And they want to cook like 3 or 4 nights out of the week. We're only there for 5 nights. This is where I get all the food that I've missed that you can't get anywhere else.
Sure.
It's just local to that area, and it's good stuff. And look, I don't want to go out with 8 people either. You know what I mean? You guys go this place, you go this place, but I just don't want...
I want to eat crab cakes.
I don't want ground beef taco night. Like, not tonight.
Oh, I had it.
Not tonight. I just don't. Did you have it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
remember, I told you we had to go to the grocery store. My wife had to get whatever.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, I will grab, just give me the list because I want to get out of here. So I grabbed the stuff. And she's like, hey, that's not even the right brand of canned corn. And I'm like, come on, man. She goes, look, you know my family. It will be an issue. I'm just like, fine. So basically everything I grabbed, we had to put back and then just get the right brand name. I'm like,
what
it's
is
corn
wrong?
In a can, man. Will they know? She's like, they will know.
So there was fine. A fight in my family. And granted, I wasn't part of this, right? I was already living out here, but they're all at the beach. Same thing. Everybody takes a turn making food.
Yeah.
So one guy just, it's fine, but he just put meatballs in frozen meatballs in a crock pot with marinara sauce. So,
all right, a couple
people said, hey, we're going to go out for dinner. Oh, hell. That's a big issue. Had to have a family meeting the next day.
Are you serious?
Because they skipped meatball sub night.
Oh, well, it made meatball sub. That actually sounds pretty good.
It does, but that's not what they want.
I know, but that's better than ground beef taco night.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, you get
they're
no
very close.
Them.
Okay.
Like, right, if you said,
so hey, he was insulted. Somebody, he was insulted that no one ate
he was
balls.
Insulted that a few people skipped frozen meatball night.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, I get it. I get it, man. And it's I just keep my mouth shut. I know what the deal is. I said, hey, look, they're fine. But again, just where we stayed, again, I'm looking at my wife, like, literally a block and a half away is a bar that has very good crab cakes. I would rather go there.
We can walk.
Yeah. That's all. But so, like I said, that became lunch. And even then, I'd have to quietly sneak out. You had to go check on the kids at the beach. I did not. I went around the corner, I got a beer, and I would get a crab cake. Then my wife got hip to it, like, I'm going to go with you. We will sit down, eat crab cake, crab pretzels. Yeah. It's just like, look, man, it's fine, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to be in this particular location, that is very much what I want to eat, because, like you said, it's just not available anywhere else. This is the one time I'm here. So when I was in Houston this weekend, right, it was a turn-and-burn flight, very tired, whatever. But, man, that barbecue is going to be so good. And even when I took off Friday night, my mouth was watering, so I'm thinking, man, I know my uncle's going to hook it up. He did not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I'm someplace, I got to eat what I want to eat there. Except for when I was in Houston in the airport not too long ago, there was a Whataburger, but the Whataburger line was all the way around the corner.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, God damn it, I've got 15 minutes to get on this flight.
I got one last time I was in Austin.
They're building a new one in Houston. It was all the talk.
Yeah.
Not an airport. This one, this was a standalone, and as we drove
that's
by.
That's what I'm saying. When you go certain places, yeah, you just want to eat the food that's there. One thing that makes me happy as far as my own kids go.
It's the same thing in Massachusetts with goddamn Duncan.
Cod.
Hey, Ted, did you see they're building a new, used to be a bank. It's going to be the new new Dunks.
Yeah.
Oh, really? There's five Dunks in Hyannis already.
Why is this exciting?
A big deal?
Who cares? It's like when they announce a new Chick-fil-A here. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But
now that it's here,
matter. It's like, okay, well, it's closer to you now. Good.
Yeah.
Like they, when they open up a new Dick's, I'm like, doesn't
yeah, exactly.
matter. I got mine on 45.
All right, cool.
I'm good, yeah. Well, no, I think I just don't care.
No, you're right. But trust me, he's right. What people in Texas with Whataburger and people in Massachusetts with Dunks. It is a religion.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
So when I was growing up, my parents had a rule, basically. If they went on vacation, they flew places.
Mm-hmm.
They went to see stuff. If the family was going, it was always by car.
Yep.
All right. So and back in those days, they would come back, and my stepfather would take a lot of pictures. So you have all these exotic locations. You know, they would go to the equivalent of like the grocery store, the Rite Aid, whatever, get their film developed as soon as mm-hmm. they got home. Like, look at our vacation. First of all, they never took pictures when we were on vacation.
I never went on vacation. We went to visit family.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go
on vacation. We went to Ocean City and places like that.
Yeah, we didn't.
But we were always in the car. So I just remember at one point in time, they were flying someplace to like the Orlando or something, like Disney World's there. Like, can I go?
You're not going.
Yeah, right.
But you're in Orlando.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going. They're going to fly down there. So I made it a point to say, like, I want my kids to be a little bit more well-traveled if I can.
Yep, yep.
And instead of just dragging them for hours in a car, probably the longest car trip we've ever taken is 10 hours
mm-hmm.
to go someplace. But other than that, you know, I just wanted them to be able to go and see different things. So they're probably like 9 or 10, and it's just us three. And I look over at these two kids, and they have their headphones.
Oh, yeah.
They have their gaming stuff. They have their neck pillows. They have packed a small suitcase. It's the right size. They've got all their stuff in there. Bless you. You know, whatever they to occupy their time. They've got books. They've got this. They've got that. And I'm like, you know what? Freaking win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
that's
man.
How
absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
They travel better than I do. Like, I think I forgot underwear.
I just told my wife, I'm like, look, man, and who knows what the future holds. But to your point, I want to actually take vacations with the kids, not just see. There's nothing wrong with seeing relatives. But like I say, we're stuck in the car for 3 days. 16 hours a day, and in the end, you're seeing your cousin, but you're just at their house. There's nothing exotic. It's not like there was a pool. It's not you, like you were there. And even then, you weren't going to restaurants. It's like, you were going to eat there. And I love seeing my family, but I'm like, again, like you said, I'm in L.A. I know Goddamn well Disneyland. I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
Disneyland's up the road, and they're like, yeah, man, you know, we're not feeling that. Like, I sat in a car for 3 days to go across the country and see my cousins who I see all the time. Can we go to Disneyland? No. So I do try to make it a point, like, guys, we're not seeing anybody. We're going to a place. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what it's about. And we're not driving.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.